Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
X 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about Adam Baratta being back on the show. Adam's been with us in the past on the show. He's a co-founder of Advantage Gold, a leading company in precious metals market. He's the author of Gold is a Better Way. And he's here to talk to us about the whole monetary situation going on out there these days, including the Fed, including Mr. Trump, including gold, I'm even going to make him talk about cyber currency, whether he wants to or not. Adam Baratta, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me. Really,
it's good to have you
here.
Back. So there's been a little bit of tension these days between the Fed and President Trump. He got after them back in the fourth quarter for raising rates. He thought they shouldn't have done that. And, in fact, one of our Brain Trust members, Stephen Moore, who was, by the way, was on my show the morning that he was nominated to be on the chair on the Fed board. He had just gotten off my show when that announcement was made. And he's a longtime Brain Trust member. He got after the and one of the reasons he was nominated, I think, was because he got after the Fed for raising rates when he thought they shouldn't have done it. And as it turns out, the Fed now admits that they shouldn't have raised rates back in the fourth quarter, right?
That sure appears to be the case. They've gone from we're tightening, we're going to tighten on this schedule. The market's dropped. They then said, okay, well, we'll remain patient. We have now, China and Mexico, and now we've got an inverted yield curve.
Right. Explain the audience what that is. Explain that. Now, folks, this gets their knickers in a twist on Wall Street when the yield curve inverts. Tell them what it means.
It's very simple. It's when the short-term rates pay more than long-term rates, which don't make sense. So what it foretells is that investors don't buy into the present story. Mm-hmm. So with the Fed funds rate's been at 2.4%. The 10-year Treasury down about 2.1%. There's been a 30-basis-point inversion, meaning you get paid more to lend overnight than you do for 10 years.
Right.
And this is a typical signal to the Federal Reserve.
That's a major first red flag signal for the investment world, isn't it? It's the early. It's
really
an early canary, isn't it?
I think that something like 12 of the last 13 recessions have been foretold by the inversion of the yield curve.
Yeah.
And they typically happen sometime between 6 and 18 months after the first inversion.
So does this tell you that the economy's got a problem, or does it tell you the Fed's been too aggressive?
Well, that's an interesting question. What I focus on is less the economy and more the stock market, and quite frankly, those are two different things.
Of course, two different worlds. They used to not be the case. The stock market used to be a leading indicator of the economy, but now the stock market is now merely just a leading indicator of itself. Go ahead.
I couldn't have said it better, Jim. It's interesting. Why are people buying stocks? Because they're going up. Why are they going up? Because people are buying stocks.
That's right.
Why are people buying stocks? Because it's going up. And so
that's called insanity.
Momentum.
That's called a casino. That's called greater fool scenario.
Yeah, but it's such an interesting. I did a 22-minute documentary on this exact subject about Donald Trump and Jerome Powell. Mm-hmm. I think I was ahead of the action before most, because here's the reality. Okay, you have Donald Trump, who, when he's been elected and gets deregulation put through, passes a big tax cut, now has to deal with the Federal Reserve, who after 8 years is finally deciding to tighten monetary policy.
Right.
So what has been a tailwind for the president and, you know, uplifted all boats in the years of Obama
right.
now becomes a headwind for Trump.
And you think
so
he's taking that personally?
When you continually point to the stock market,
right.
Jim, as
yeah.
the scoreboard,
yeah.
and you understand that the stock market is controlled by the Federal Reserve's policy,
right?
The
easy money. One of the reasons the stock market
right.
is doing so well is because of the easy money that the Fed made available to them.
That's exactly right. So
and you're right. It is. And I got to go to a break here in a second, Adam. We're going to come talk about this some more, folks,
sure.
after the break. Adam's analysis is spot on here, folks. If you'll just pay a little bit of attention, you'll see that the Fed is more attuned to the stock market than it is to you and me out here on Main Street. And I'll be honest with you, folks, it ticks me off. 20 till. I mean, big time ticks me off. 20 till. Stay with us. Right back with Adam Barreto.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.